This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Standard & Poor's, the credit rating agency, has lowered the ratings of 8 of the country's largest banks down a notch. And we're talking about the big guys here. Banks like JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, Morgan Stanley. The why is the interesting part of the story. S&P thinks the banks are now less likely to get a government bailout in a future crisis. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
After the financial crisis and the bank bailouts and all that talk about too big to fail, the Dodd-Frank financial reforms of 2010 set up new rules to try and make banks more responsible for themselves. Stuart Plesser with S&P says they think those reforms are now far enough along.
It's less likely that the government would come in and support U.S. banks.
Not impossible, just less likely. Plesser says the old assumption that government would support big banks, that had bumped banks' ratings up a notch. No more.
It had immense value.
Daniel Carpenter is a professor at Harvard.
The implicit guarantee from the notion that the taxpayers and the government could bail out the banks allowed them to open lots of subsidiaries and to take on additional risk.
Carpenter says S&P's move shows it believes the risk has now shifted from the taxpayer to the banks themselves and their shareholders or bondholders. David Wessel with the Brookings Institution says that would be a good thing for all of us. So if the downgrade then feels counterintuitive, remember, Standard & Poor's isn't judging the safety of the American financial system.
Their job is to tell people who buy bank bonds, what risk do you have here? So any change that moves the risk more towards the shareholders and bondholders and away from the taxpayers may be good for America, but may not be good for bank bondholders.
I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.